It is Troy with Rural Focus. Time right now to catch up with one of the lads from Valenti Lawyers, Nick Steinsvag, the Senior Associate. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not bad. Today, discussing lenders seizing livestock under the PPSA. For those who don't know, what is the PPSA?
Yeah, so the PPSA is the Personal Properties Securities Act, the piece of legislation that came into effect in 2010, 2011, which regulates security interests and sort of provides a means for lenders and other creditors to record their security on this register. Their security being charges, and it's a bit like a mortgage, but not of a land. And it also provides, it set up the PPSR, which is the Personal Property Securities Register, which is a big database, a register that anyone can search to see whether or not property or assets they're buying, and personal property, so it doesn't cover real estate, personal property that they are buying is covered by anyone else's security.
Yep.
So if you're buying assets from someone, a car, for example, or machinery, livestock from someone else, you can do a search of the PPSR to see if they have granted security over those assets to anyone else. So another lender or a bank or anyone that they might owe money to.
So, Nick, how are the livestock covered here?
So the PPSA applies to all personal property.
Yep.
All property that someone can own, excluding land. That's the one main carve out there. So it applies to livestock and fish and other living property as much as it would to vehicles and plant and equipment.
Okay, so Nick, what does a lender have to do to qualify under the PPSA?
So the PPSA applies as a matter of law to everyone.
Okay. Yep.
Whether you want it to or not, your security interest is going to be affected by this legislation. What all lenders or creditors or anyone who's owed money or taking security should be doing is making sure that they are registering their security interests on the PPSR. And so it's probably at this point worth mentioning what a security interest is.
Yep.
It covers security being rights in certain assets that a borrower, for example, or a grantor, as it's called under the legislation, gives to someone else, usually a creditor or a lender, rights in those assets that secure payment or the performance of some sort of obligation. So the most common example of a security interest that is going to apply to is a lender, and if we're talking about livestock, it might be a lender who is advancing funds to a borrower so that the borrower can buy an asset. The lender then takes security over that asset that they bought.
Yep.
Could be livestock, could be a car, could be some other plant and equipment. The lender has a security interest in that asset, which secures repayment of the amount that they're owed. There might be other obligations like delivering up that property if they don't pay.
Yep.
They're also security interests and they're captured. So what all lenders have to do is if you've got one of these security interests, you have to make sure that you register it on the PPSA. There are, I think we've spoken about this in other programs, that there can be severe consequences for a lender in not registering. That is, the borrower might go insolvent or be pursued by another lender. And if you haven't registered, you might lose your security. You might lose your collateral to your loan.
So what can lenders do under the PPSA here, Nick?
So it particularly, the PPSA has some interesting provisions when someone is taking security over collateral, and that collateral is the term used by the legislation to describe the assets over which there is security. And they have particularly interesting provisions around livestock when that's the collateral. Act provides that where someone is in default under a lending agreement, or which is referred to in the legislation as a security agreement, when a debtor, the borrower, is in default under that agreement, the secured party can seize that collateral. Now, there's a very specific proviso in that. They can only seize it by any method permitted by law. This poses some particular problems when we talk about livestock, because anytime you're seizing collateral, you're likely to need, if it's a tangible collateral, that is an asset that's a physical asset, we're not talking about intellectual property rights or something intangible, you're going to need to go onto some property and take it. The Act has a second provision which applies specifically in relation to livestock, which allows a secured party to take possession of that livestock wherever it's located and to enter onto the land on which that livestock is located. Now, that's pretty critical because livestock don't just float. They sit on properties. You need to go, you know, they're either going to be registered somewhere or they're going to be grazing on the owner's land. But and so that provision is quite critical. There was a recent decision, however, that's highlighted some of the issues around how far the Act goes in a lender's rights to seize collateral, because a problem arises particularly in situations where that livestock or those assets might be located on property that doesn't belong to the grantor of that security interest, doesn't belong to the borrower. So there was a recent decision in the federal court, which rather unhelpfully didn't formally address that point. The outcome essentially was that the court strongly recommended any time a lender is looking to seize livestock that might not be on the grantor's property, might be on the property of a third party, pursuant to either some sort of a lease or adjustment, the safest option is to apply to the court for orders or directions that the lender can go and seize that livestock, not relying on self-help remedies, as they're often called.
So lenders seizing livestock under the PPSA. So if you're wanting to know more on that and you want to sort of make it a bit more clearer, you want to try and get your head around it as well, get in contact with you and the team there at Valenti Lawyers there, Nick?
Absolutely. We have ourselves made a few applications under the PPSA for orders along these lines, something we can certainly assist with if we think they're necessary, or it might be a situation where you don't need to go to the court to get relief, and the Act does give you enough protection. That's certainly something we are quite happy to advise on.
All right. So if you're wanting to know more on that this morning, do get in contact with the team at Valenti Lawyers. Their telephone number there, 089-224-6222. That's 089-224-6222. We'll check out the website today, valentilawyers.com.au. Nick Steinsvag, Senior Associate. Thanks for the chat this morning, mate.
Thank you, Troy. Thank you for having me.